It's FM 104 as it switched on. Ciarán helping in for Louise Tighe this evening. If you are free at all and around Glasnevin on April 12th, I have got something you are going to absolutely want to go and check out. And I'm glad to be joined by Jamie Free, the creator and organiser of Sound in Motion. Jamie, hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Sound in Motion is a live performance night dedicated to showcasing Ireland's most talented up-and-coming artists. This is your baby. Where did you get the idea for this?
From a few different places, really, to be honest. I'm kind of obsessed with the whole era of when artists used to kind of blow up due to playing in really famous venues, or like known venues like CBGB for Talking Heads or Cavern for the Beatles. So I kind of wanted to, in my own way, recreate something like that, where there could be a space that had guaranteed amazing Irish artists playing consistently. And if you kind of played there, it was kind of known around the area that you were going to be something big. Now that's very ambitious, I know, but that was kind of my thinking. And also, I'm a musician myself, and I spend a lot of time organizing my own gigs, and I realize it's quite difficult. You know, it's really difficult, especially nowadays, for bands and independent artists to find venues and book venues and sell tickets and all that while you're trying to make music and write music. It could be very difficult and stressful. So I thought it'd be great if someone could just swoop in and kind of take all that stuff out, the booking the venue and promoting tickets and all that kind of stuff. And that way the musicians could just focus on their music and focus on giving the best show possible. Because I think live shows are super important for any kind of musician, regardless of your genre. So yeah, I kind of wanted to just create a cool space where musicians and artists could come and not have to worry about all the outside noise and the excess, and just focus on giving the music that they've worked so hard on to people who love music.
This is such a great idea. So I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and went on pilgrimage to New Jersey a couple of years ago and visited the Stone Pony, which is a really, really small place in New Jersey, in Asbury Park. And that's where he, you know, first started playing. And it's a really small venue and just went global, obviously, from there. But I think this is great. Imagine being able to say, oh, I've seen, say, for example, Wine Mom in the Racket Space in Glasnevin on April 12th. And now we're going to see them in Dublin's Three Arena. Like, that's the type of thing that you're actually looking to grasp here, aren't you? You want people to have a space they can go perform, and then hopefully that space becomes the space people always want to perform in.
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm looking for, you know. And Dublin already has some amazing places like that. Like, we've got Whelan's, and you've got like the Grand Social and places like that that always have incredible bands. And I just thought, you know, why not one more? You know, I think, like you said, to see a band when they're kind of at their early stages performing, and then 4 or 2 or 1 year later, even see them in an even bigger setting, and to be able to say, oh, it all started there, and that thing, Sound in Motion or whatever it is, still goes, and it still is pushing through the next generation of amazing artists. I just thought that'd be a really cool thing to start.
My brag on this particular topic is, I used to follow around different venues, Codaline, but they were called 21 Demands at that point, right? That's my, like, sure, knew them before they were famous brag, yeah, kind of thing, you know? And obviously Codaline have gone on to do such amazing things. So I also am a big fan of Irish music in general. Can you tell us who's going to be performing then on April 12th, some of the acts that people can go and see?
Of course. So we have Taylor Byrne, who is an amazing kind of indie folk singer-songwriter. You've got some great nostalgic vibe that go on. We've got Wine Mom. They're a band, and they're also kind of nostalgic indie rock vibes, very kind of 60s, 70s. They're amazing. They're incredible. Then we've got Adam Garrett, who has a real kind of dreamy, expansive, lush sound. He's amazing. He's a good friend of mine too. And then Cable Boy, who are another band, and they've got also a kind of dreamy, lush, lavish indie rock sound. So it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really happy with the lineup. And from talking to all the artists in the interview series that I do on Instagram, they're all just amazing people and super passionate. So I think it's going to be a great one.
Will you be tempted to take to the stage yourself?
No, not at this stage, mate. I don't know. It's a bit awkward. But maybe at some point in the future, I might come back. But for now, it's all about shining a light on other artists around Ireland and around them.
How important is it to you that Irish people support Irish artists and music?
I think it's right now, it's probably the most important thing to me in my life. I've really spent a long time going to shows and being at shows and promoting other people's shows and just trying to get people to go, because the feeling that happens in a room when you see any band, whether they're huge or tiny, perform is so amazing. And I think right now, Ireland is producing some incredible talent. Some amazing musicians are coming out of Ireland right now at all levels. And I think there's a tendency to leave Ireland for a lot of musicians because they feel as though the support isn't there or the infrastructure isn't there for them to kind of get to the levels they want to be at. And I really, really want that to change. I want all the amazing musicians that we have in this country to stay here and to be happy here and to be supported here financially and emotionally and whatever they need. So for sure, going to gigs, buying merch, seeing independent Irish artists in big venues and small venues is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, do you think streaming is detrimental to the music industry, especially in small markets like Ireland?
Yeah, I think it is and it isn't. I mean, streaming has made it so that anybody now can release music and can gain a following, a cult following or a huge one. It is an amazing tool, but I also think, and we all know, there's absolutely no money in streaming. And even though artists are artists and they make music because they love music and it's not all about the money, people have to live, you know? And live shows generally is where musicians make their money and it's where they make the real connections to the people that are hopefully going to become loyal fans. So even though streaming is amazing and it allows opportunity for anybody, regardless of their financial situation, to put their music out there into the world, I think true connection and the purpose of music is to kind of be performed in person in a communal kind of setting. So
Do you think that the Irish government and local councils and stuff do enough to support local artists, music and otherwise?
I'm inclined to say no. I think it's changing over the last few years. There's more funding has become available for the arts, and you know, there's definitely movement happening, but it's not enough. You know, it's not enough. You see yourself, anybody around Dublin could see like the venue closures that are just killing artists' main source of income. It's horrible to see, and it's really difficult. And artists are always going to adapt and do the best they can. But I definitely think more responsibility lies on the government shoulders to put even more money into the arts because we're such an artistic country. We have such a long history of music and poetry and film and photography and everything creative. So I think you could never give enough money to the arts in Ireland. I think the more you give it, the more it will flourish and the more amazing the country will be.
That's an incredible answer, and I mean the guys over at Give Us the Night are doing incredible work as well. I mean, I suppose we need more people like that because there's
For
nothing
sure.
more than I like than going to watch live music. And I mean, look, I'm sure you're the same as me. Like you like going to the big gigs, stadium gigs, and Three Arena and stuff. But it's the smaller, local, intimate gigs where you can see the person's face and really hear the music. It hits different when it's local and when it's smaller.
It's incredible. And you really feel like you're part of something as well, you know. When you're in the Three Arena and it's thousands and thousands of people, you can have a communal experience and it can feel amazing. But when you're in a 200 or 300 cap venue that is full to the rafters and you're right there in front of this band that's playing, it's like a spiritual thing, you know. It's like you really feel like you're part of something amazing and you meet incredible people in the crowd. And you're probably going to meet the band themselves at some point because the venues are so small and you can talk to them. Like it's a really amazing feeling.
No, I couldn't agree more. So you alluded to this earlier on. You do have a little small mini series going on over on the Sound in Motion Instagram page, where you sit down with the artists, the four artists that are going to be performing, some bands are going to be performing on the night, and you ask them some kind of quick fire questions to take them out of their comfort zone. So I'm going to fire some at you as well, Jamie, to take you out of your comfort zone.
Oh,
just
God.
A little bit. And they're very easy questions, so don't be worried about them too much, but you're not allowed to pass on any of them, right? So the very first one we're going to do is favorite band.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm not even going to think too deeply into it. I'm going to say my favorite band is Radiohead.
Oh, wow. Radiohead. There's a blast from the past for me, and not one I would have put you down as. Well, big Radiohead fan. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Favorite genre of music then?
Oh, I don't know. Right now?
Go on, say pop or something now.
No, I think right now, my favorite genre of music is alt rock, which is very broad, but we'll just say that alt rock.
Yeah, we'll go with alt rock. That's okay. Musical hero.
Musical hero for me is probably Paul McCartney.
Do you know what? I had a chance to go and see him, and if you ever have a chance to go and see a Beatle, wow, you go and see a Beatle. Do you know what I mean? That's 100%.
Sure.
Seeing him play Hey Jude live on the piano was just.
Oh, that's amazing.
Stellar. Absolutely was incredible. Guilty pleasure.
I probably have a few. Now, a lot of people I talk to and ask this question just say the same thing. They all said there's no such thing as a guilty pleasure song. And I'm inclined to agree. But if I had to say one, maybe probably a Britney number. Like, I love Slave for You, that Britney song. I think that's a great song.
Oh, interesting. Oasis or Blur?
Oasis for me. Not a big Blur guy. Big Oasis fan.
You know what? A lot of people I talk to, they say, oh, no, Blur. I don't understand the love for Blur, really. I mean, two or three songs, perhaps, you know. I actually said to someone before that Blur were kind of a one-hit wonder band and got absolutely slated for that. But yeah, I definitely got to go with Oasis, I think. Okay, then, what's the future dream for Jamie?
These are good questions. That's good. That's good. I think the future dream right now, and it changes all the time, but it's to create something that is really genuinely beneficial for artists in Ireland, myself included, maybe, and to live in an Ireland where musicians and artists in general feel like they don't have to leave here to get what they want. That they can have everything they need here and be appreciated here. And yeah, I think that's it.
Final one from these then. If you could say something to a 5 or 6 year old Jamie to give them some advice, what would you say?
I would say it's all good. Yeah, I would say it's all going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. So don't worry.
Strap in for the ride. It's going to be fine.
Pretty much, yeah.
I love them, Jamie. Thanks for playing along there as well. So you can watch all of those videos right now on your Instagram page. Jamie, what's the Instagram handle?
It's Sound in Motion with 3 N's on motion. So it's Sound in Motion.
And tell us where people can get more information on Sound in Motion and where, more importantly, they can get the tickets and where it's taking place.
So you can get all our information on our Instagram page. And you can also buy tickets from the Instagram page. There's a link in the bio on Instagram for tickets. Tickets are being sold from ticketsource.eu. So you can go straight on to ticketsource.eu and just type in Sound in Motion 2, because it's our second event. You can get tickets from there. You could also reach out to me directly on Instagram. I'm Jamie Freed with 4 E's with any music or ticket inquiries, anything like that. So yeah, you got Sound in Motion's Instagram, ticketsource.eu, or me personally, Jamie Freed.
Jamie, this sounds like an incredible event. Fair play to you. Sound in Motion, live performance night dedicated to showcasing Ireland's most talented up-and-coming artists. The Racket Space, Glasnevin, April 12th. Creator and organiser of Sound in Motion, Jamie Free. Thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to FM 104.
Thank you so much for having me, Kieran. I really appreciate it.